You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Today was that day, folks. Today was the day everybody had been waiting for, especially if you're a crypto investor. Bitcoin hit $100,000 per Bitcoin. We're going to take a look at this and see what it means for the crypto landscape. Those that believe that the cryptocurrency is going to die clearly have another conversation to be had. I'm joined on the line by the founder at Money Badger, Carl van Wyk, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it. Good evening, Carl. Lovely to speak to you. Significant day, milestone day, big day for Bitcoin, but also for the whole cryptocurrency landscape. Did you get a sense of just how big it was, at least in South Africa?
Yeah, for sure. Anytime there's a spike in the price, we see an increase in trading volume. And for sure, this was quite a significant price to exceed $100,000. So in South Africa today, we've seen at least on one exchange, we've seen over R500 million traded. And then obviously there's multiple in South Africa. If we look globally, it's more in the order of $100 billion that have been traded in the past 24 hours. And we'll probably see that number go up over the next couple of hours.
That's a huge number. Carl, what does that mean for the crypto landscape? I mean, obviously with Bitcoin being the leader in the space, one of the first coins, if not the first cryptocurrency to be rolled out, other coins would also benefit from this kind of positivity and this kind of movement we've seen in the past that Bitcoin kind of leads the sector and then the other coins follow. Are we seeing interest in other cryptocurrencies at the moment? Are we expecting that we'll see a general pickup? I mean, December is always also a really good month for cryptocurrencies, or at least historically it has been.
Yeah, I suppose there's a strong correlation between price movement of Bitcoin and other crypto tokens. But if we look over a long enough time frame, then what we tend to see is that there's only one king in town, and that is Bitcoin. And everything else seems to diminish in value relative to Bitcoin. So whether the price of those tokens in dollar terms go up or down, it's largely irrelevant. Over a long period of time, they all go down versus Bitcoin.
Carl, when we look at the Bitcoin landscape, the price has definitely moved quite a bit since the introduction of things like institutional investors. I remember when the first Bitcoin ETFs were approved by the SEC, there was a lot of hype and positivity around that. When we look at the future of Bitcoin from where we are now and future of cryptocurrencies in general, it's undeniable now at this point that cryptos are here to stay, with Bitcoin obviously, as you said, being the leader of that pack. Are we kind of seeing that potentially going into next year and years beyond that, that this is a legitimate asset class where investors might want to, say, diversify out of the traditional asset classes that we've known? And are we starting to see that kind of interest pick up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a multifaceted question. On the one hand, we're asking about whether it's a legitimate asset class. Now, I suppose that's up to everybody's interpretation and opinion. But I think maybe if you take a strategic view, it's not a terrible idea to consider at least some small proportion of your net worth to be held in Bitcoin. Of course, the expectation is if you even allocate a small proportion over a long period of time, it will probably become the major portion. And then in terms of sort of global events that have an impact on the price of Bitcoin, we might start, starting to see maybe it's a case of the tail wagging the dog, or the dog wagging the tail, where we'll start to see major political events that occur due to the movement in price of Bitcoin. So we've already seen countries adopt Bitcoin as legal tender in the past 3 years. As you said, we've seen major ETFs launch. And I think going forward, we'll see even more major events that's related to the price of Bitcoin as it goes up.
You did bring up that important point around more adoption and countries starting to adopt. If I remember correctly, El Salvador is one of the countries that now uses Bitcoin as official legal tender. So that definitely means that there is a market for it, no matter how it is that you are looking at it. Carl, looking at the rest of the crypto space and looking at just cryptocurrencies in general, we've obviously touched on the use cases broadening and getting more and more attractive for everyone. There have also been conversations that have been developing around how we now integrate things like blockchain technology into other areas. As a blockchain fan, as a Bitcoin fan, are you seeing that we could potentially be using this kind of momentum that we're seeing on Bitcoin now to potentially go into more things around the crypto space, around the blockchain space?
I tend to be generally skeptical of people that's punting blockchain as a solution to everything. In general, you could probably use a simple database to achieve the same thing. There's very few use cases that legitimately requires the use of a blockchain. A blockchain tends to be something that's expensive, slow, and technically challenging to manage. So if you do find one of those use cases, it's typically related to something where you need high degrees of trust. And when it comes to something like Bitcoin, obviously the use case is that of money. And so we need a high degree of trust where we do need something like a blockchain. But for most other use cases I've seen, look, I've been in the industry for many years, for 10 plus years, and I can tell you that most people are punting blockchain as snake oil. There's very few legitimate use cases, actually. So you have to look, you have to take a, let's say, a 10-year view and see what projects have survived over a period of 5 plus years.
Carl, what does this mean for the future of cryptos going into 2025? Are you bullish that the momentum we're currently seeing on Bitcoin will continue? Do we have $150,000 in mind as a target? Have you looked at any numbers? I mean, obviously, this is all-time highs, so it's very difficult to predict how much higher we're going to go from here.
Look, fundamentally, you have to decide whether you think that Bitcoin is something that is scarce or not. If you do take the view that Bitcoin is scarce, whether that's digital scarcity versus something like physical scarcity, but let's assume that Bitcoin is an asset that is scarce, then as long as there are more dollars being printed in this world, the price of Bitcoin will continue to go up in dollar terms.
We know the US is not short on printing dollars. They do it quite often. We'll leave the conversation there, Carl. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That's Carl van Wyk, who is the founder at Money Badger, joining us to take a look at the significant milestone that Bitcoin crossed today and the crypto landscape in general.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.